You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Today on Support for This Podcast.
No, I'm not trained. Mm-hmm. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a clergyman. Mm. I'm not a family member. I don't have an angle, which helps people go really deep.
We speak to Quinn Ketchum, founder and CEO of Captive Audience, an innovative service that allows people to share their dreams with someone who actually cares, or at least someone who's paid to do so. We'll hear about how Quinn's therapist recommended his current line of work and his tactics for never falling asleep in a session.
I have to practice in front of the mirror. You know, I'll just look at my face and I'll look at my eyelids and I'll look at the muscles by my nose, and I try to be as alert looking as possible without looking somewhat frightening or psychotic.
Join us, won't you? I'm Emily Amy Lauren Becca, and this is Support for This Podcast.
Hi, everybody. I'm here with Quinn Ketchum, who has a pretty interesting job, a pretty interesting life, if I may say so. Welcome, Quinn, to the podcast.
It's an honor to be here.
Now, can you tell us what it is exactly that you do?
Absolutely. About 5 years ago, I started a business called Captive Audience, where I offer a service of complete and undivided attention. I will come to your home or your place of business, and I'll really listen. I'll listen to your dreams.
So, and when you say their dreams, do you mean the dreams they have when they go to sleep at night?
That's correct. They're nocturnal dreams.
You're not a life coach.
I'm not. No. I'm not trained. Mm-hmm. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a clergyman. Mm. I'm not a family member. I don't have an angle, which helps people go really deep.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, how did you get into this line of work?
Well, it was actually my therapist's idea. Oh. I'd been seeing a wonderful therapist for years. And, you know, I working on a tendency and a pattern to put other people's needs before my own. And I was discussing the latest instance of this with my therapist. And he sort of looked at me and sighed deeply and then kind of said, you know, Quinn, I think there may be a way for you to monetize this. And he ended our session early. And then I walked, I guess I had what you'd call a breakthrough.
Yeah.
I was walking on air out of his office because I thought, yes, this is something I can do, is I can completely put my needs aside and open myself up to another person and really hyper-focus on them.
Yeah.
It is exhausting. It is exhausting to listen to people. You have to hyper-focus, like I said before.
Yeah.
And I find I often need breaks where I truly just do nothing.
Now, do you interpret the dreams as well? Are you trained in that?
No. And I think that's an interesting point. I don't interpret. Sometimes people will want that. And I'll say, well, what do you think? You
know?
Or what my therapist used to say to me is, I don't know, Quinn. I don't know. And I think it's basically more important that they're talking it out. They're solving the riddle of the dream. And I'm there to be a witness to that in a way.
It reminds me of the confusion I felt watching the movie Inception. Which is kind of like dreams.
Yeah, it's a riddle, isn't it? And there are many layers in that movie.
Yeah. Now, because you're not interpreting the dreams, because you're not analyzing them, you're listening.
That's right.
You're listening. Would your clients know the difference if you're listening and truly listening, or if you're actually just sitting there and thinking about what's on your grocery list?
I weep. I weep. I have a studio that I set up for people to come to if they want to. More often than not, I'll go to whoever's home or it is. I have a special, I call urgent bedside rate. That is double my rate, and I will come to you in 30 minutes as long as you're within the five boroughs. And I will sit at your bedside as you're waking, which is the most the time when the dream is most closest to you.
Yes.
The most fertile time to share the dream. What's nice is I can get myself there quickly and you wake up and I'm there. Often they go back to bed, and
yeah,
sometimes I have to nudge them. And that's funny.
Now, have you ever been concerned about a client after hearing what they dreamt about?
Yes. Not so much to the point where I felt as though I need to take action.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll be concerned. And I have regular clients that are on my mind.
Uh-huh.
I carry them with me in a way. They're a huge part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that I don't really have a life.
Oh. Well, I'm relieved to hear you say that, because there are plenty of people I pay, services that I'm with them, and I kind of consider them friends, and I feel, I question that because I am paying them to be around me, and they seem to enjoy it, but
I can't know. Yeah, it's a line that you have to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
I was invited to Bermuda once.
Oh.
I did not go.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk any more about that. But it's issues like that you have to constantly be aware of.
Yeah. What are the qualities that make for a good dream? What makes a good dream? What would you say?
It's interesting. I'm so close to them. Mm. I don't have objectivity. I only have subjectivity.
Oh.
But what is good is when I can tell it's organic, it's honest, it's coming from their soul, and I'm genuinely riveted.
Yeah,
I get all kinds of people, I had a woman book a 90-minute session once.
Her dream, 90 minutes?
Well, her dream only took up about two, and then she spent the rest of the time talking about her anxiety about hosting Thanksgiving for her whole family. Again, I don't encourage that, but sometimes people just want to be heard.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think sometimes people, you mentioned that the good dreams are, the honest ones, organic, authentic, such great words. They don't get said enough, by the way, in this time. I wish people used them more. But do you find that maybe people, some people, you say that because some people actually lie about their dreams?
I do. I think so. There are a lot of lonely people out there.
Mm.
This is something I've really discovered, is this has been a door-opening, mind-opening experience into just how lonely people are.
Right. So, but someone would call you, have you come over, pay you, and then tell you a dream that didn't happen.
Yes. I really think they will.
And you've been doing this enough that you can kind of sniff out, like, you did not have a dream about NeNe Leakes coming over.
No.
I mentioned NeNe Leakes specifically because I did have a dream about NeNe Leakes.
Yes.
And I remembered it, I think, specifically because it was so surprising to me.
Hmm.
You don't forget NeNe Leakes in your dreams.
No.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Safe Landing Bed Sheets. Scientists, experts, and narcoleptics agree, sleeping is awesome. And the sheets you sleep in can make all the difference. Cultivated by artisanal factory workers in beautiful European countries with favorable international tax policies, our sheets are made by people with cool accents. And speaking of cool, do you own linen sheets yet? 'Cause you're gonna. Buying sheets online without touching them might seem like a bad idea, but you can buy batteries and light bulbs online, so why not buy sheets? Oh, because they surround your body during the most intimate restorative hours of your day? Because you want to make sure they're actually soft with your own hands? Grow up. And trust us. Why would we lead you astray? Just to make some quick money with no overhead? Oh, shush. You're cranky. Take a nap. On Safe Landing Bed Sheets. After all, they're made in Portugal. You've been to Portugal. Use discount code SUSCEPTIBLE for 10% off your first order. Safe Landing Bed Sheets. Because trust, like sheets, can now be considered artisanal.
What a gift you have, because here I am talking about my own dreams. Let's just like that. And
yeah, that's why I came. I think it's something about my face and the way it's structured.
Yeah.
It invites honesty.
Mm. Yeah.
Certainly from my ex-wife, Gail.
Mm.
But also just, that's why I came up with the idea for the app.
Yeah.
My name is Quinn Ketchum, and my new app is called Dream Catcher, with an R. It's spelled like my last name, K, with a K. And so, so you can just, it's just my face, really.
Yeah.
listening.
Yeah.
And obviously, I recommend people starting with me on a one-to-one, face-to-face mm-hmm. basis. Mm-hmm. But it's in a way to dip your toe into
sure.
what I have to offer, much like those apps of rain or a flower
yes.
for meditating.
Yeah.
It's a way to introduce that to.
Oh.
It's a feed. It's a video.
Is it? But it's recorded, or is it live?
It is recorded. Yes.
Yeah. And when they actually have an in-person session with you, they're not expecting a response anyway. So, I mean, it is essentially the same thing.
Well, yes. They aren't expecting a response.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'll demand a response.
Oh.
The number one question I get from people is, isn't that crazy?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And so I have to often say something.
Mm.
Well, because also they're putting the pieces back together, and they,
mm-hmm.
they, you know, have that eureka moment of
yeah.
remembering the dream.
Yes.
And they really just want to witness to that remembrance.
Right.
That discovery moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you recommend people telling their friends about their dreams, or do you think it's better for them to find a dream specialist?
I don't. I think it can destroy relationships.
Mm.
I think it can be a really bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said before, people don't really want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll use it as an excuse to enmesh certain issues within that.
Mm-hmm.
It's always better to have an impartial listener.
Yeah.
I think.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Do you have a typical client?
Yes, it's usually someone who's incredibly busy.
Oh.
And they don't have time to have relationships
mm.
in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very useful.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my clients I meet between the hours of 4 a.m. and 9 a.m.
Oh, my goodness.
Particularly when it's a bedside urgent
yes.
Matter.
Yeah.
Which involves a lot of travel. But anyway,
yeah.
I'll meet people who, again, want to be heard,
mm-hmm.
want to share something,
mm-hmm.
want to piece together the mystery of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, the mystery of their subconscious.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you ever done bachelor or bachelorette parties?
No, I never have.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't rule it out.
Sure.
But again, that goes to our point before of a line I try to keep there. I'm not going to go to Bermuda.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll be
I'm
there.
I'm not going to enter your life fully. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you ever heard a client's dream and thought it was actually interesting?
It's wonderful when I'm genuinely riveted,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have to, I don't want to say fake it, but
mm-hmm.
you know how it is, as I'm sure you experience sometimes in your line of work.
What?
You know, feigning interest versus genuine interest.
Oh.
For example, I was talking to a woman, and she told me about a dream. She had been getting a lot of Botox recently,
mm-hmm.
and she described to me in vivid detail a dream where every muscle in her face exploded, and I really felt it on a visceral level.
Oh, my goodness.
It was interesting. I did mention it in my TED Talk.
Mm.
She redesigned my kitchen, actually.
Oh. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever found a dream to be not super exciting and to the point where maybe you even would fall asleep? Or
I've never fallen asleep, but I have to practice in front of the mirror. Mm-hmm. This is kind of a technical thing. I don't know how interesting this will be to your listeners, but you know, I'll just look at my face and I'll look at my eyelids and I'll look at the muscles by my nose and I try to be as alert looking as possible without looking somewhat frightening or psychotic.
Right.
I practice that.
Yeah. I wish our listeners could see your face right now because it explains a lot. But I think the way you described it is very clear. Just it's a real treat for me.
I'm very glad. And I actually am sort of inspired by my old therapist. He had the same look on his face often.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Do It Yourself, the app. Do you have a bunch of tasks you need done around the house but don't have the money to spend on TaskRabbit? From the grandchildren of people who used to actually make things comes Do It Yourself, the app. You need a picture hung and a shelf drilled into the wall? Instead of paying some out-of-work actor with handy skills, just try doing it yourself. Don't know how? Look it up. Just write down the tasks you have on your list into the app, and Do It Yourself, the app, will send you friendly reminders with messages such as, hey, it's time to do that thing you need done. Go on and do it. And similar to your ClassPass membership, Do It Yourself comes with a strangely high monthly fee. You've spent the money, now make it count. Do it yourself. So crazy, it just might work. Type in discount code SELFIEDISCIPLINE for 2% off your membership.
Now, are there any other avenues of stories where you've started to listen to people? Any other situations where it's not dream-based, it's something else?
It's interesting. That's why I changed the name to Captive Audience. When I started, it was Dream Catcher, like my name. But lately, I've been discovering that people will want to share sort of drunk escapades with me.
Oh.
And they'll want to have someone there. Again, I don't offer advice or judgment, but I will hear them out and I will be there as they try to, you know, solve the mystery of what happened.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll say to me, Quinn, did I drive to my brother's house in New Jersey after we went for tacos or before?
Yeah.
And I'll say, I don't know. And then they'll say, before.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be there for the discovery.
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
It's not wildly different from dreams.
Sure.
But it does attract a specific kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll just say alcoholics.
Oh.
You know.
Sure.
So there's that. And I feel like I'll leave thinking this person should get some help.
Mm-hmm.
But I leave thinking that sometimes with the person who gives you your coffee in the morning. You know.
Sure.
All these interactions in our lives can go well or not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Sometimes the attitude you can get when you order a latte, it's like you told them their dog died or something, the way they treat you.
I know.
And you say, well, yeah, I ordered an oat milk latte, but that's on you for serving oat milk to begin with.
Right. That is a hell for me.
Now, do you think...
I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. So when you're listening to someone talk about their drunk night out, do you ever have FOMO when you're listening to that story? And you think, oh, I wish I had been there for that.
No, because I don't do that anymore in my own life.
Mm.
I used to go out. I used to drink. I used to have fun.
Yeah.
But those days are over.
Oh.
I do get a, if I will say, a vicarious thrill sometimes from hearing about a wild, fun night.
Yeah.
More often than not, though, they aren't fun nights that people share with me.
Yeah.
They're wild, horrifying mysteries that are that sometimes need to be solved and figured out.
Do you think there's a diagram or a chart that kind of there's a certain age you hit where certain experiences or drunk stories, it's like, oh, that's fun and lovely. And then you get it to a certain age, and then it starts just to seem kind of sadder and scarier.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I think it's 35.
35. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's, I've got a few years left. 35 is also the year that for women, it becomes considered a geriatric pregnancy if you get pregnant.
You're kidding.
No.
Where did you read that?
Oh, my doctor's told me many times.
Many times?
Mm-hmm.
Geriatric pregnancy. It's almost like an oxymoron, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, do you like your doctor?
Well, I think she has an agenda.
Again, yeah. Many people do. And again, that's why I've started Captive Audience, because mm-hmm. I don't.
Right.
I don't have an agenda.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's a compliment. Maybe she's scaring me about the time I have left to get pregnant because she thinks I would make such a great mom.
Do you want to have kids?
What would you say if someone wanted to talk to you about their trip abroad, their vacation?
I don't encourage it.
Mm-hmm. And now, have you ever had a session where you had to just stop it in the middle and say, this cannot go on?
I have, and I can't discuss those.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
It sort of is related to the trip to Bermuda, or the offer of the trip mm-hmm, to Bermuda. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was really difficult.
Yeah. Now, how has the job affected the rest of your life?
Well, I'm financially secure now.
That's great.
And I have a home.
Yeah.
And it has furniture in it.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I'm able to move about the world
mm-hmm.
sort of freely.
Yeah.
I feel secure.
That's wonderful.
I spend a lot of time alone.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's worth it for all those things that I just said that I didn't have before.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm just now beginning, though, to think maybe I could maybe bring someone else into my life.
Oh.
It might be the time to do that.
Yeah. Would you tell them your dreams?
Wow. It's interesting. I don't dream since having this job.
Oh.
Or at least I don't remember them.
Interesting.
But if I did, and I did remember it.
Yeah.
I think I would tell them.
Oh.
I wasn't expecting to talk about all this. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I appreciate you being so revealing.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
It's been my pleasure.
Quick update. I was recently on a solo vacation to Bermuda where I ran into Quinn Ketchum. I suppose he took that client up on their offer after all. When we made eye contact, he put his head down and walked past me as if I didn't exist. I thought it was odd, but I respected his distance, and I'll be calling him soon to listen to my dreams. I'm Emily Amy Lauren Becca. Thanks for listening, and as always, for supporting support for this podcast.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.